Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. The NIH has now released documents. Forget smoking gun. Forget bombshell. They are atomic bomb documents that reveal conclusively. In fact, they admit in those documents that Anthony Fauci lied under oath when he said the NIH never funded gain-of-function research at the lab in Wuhan. The documents the NIH handed over to the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer from Kentucky, conclusively, irrefutably show and prove that Fauci not only approved the funding, he then reviewed the research project and approved the funding a second time and the results of the project. And what was the project focused on? In 2018, 2019, they were juicing up coronavirus bat viruses and trying to see if they could make them applicable to human beings, to make them even more pathogenic, more virulent, more dangerous, souping them up, juicing them up to create a super virus that could potentially afflict human beings. They were engaged in biological weapons research, and Fauci's fingerprints are all over it. He approved it. He sent the money. He then approved the project after the conclusions and the findings came out. And all of this is on black and white paper documents that he signed. It is now the irrefutable evidence that Rand Paul has been looking for. Fauci, in front of Congress, not once but multiple times, under oath, said that he never funded and the NIH never funded gain of function research. They don't do it now. They've never done it. Fauci brazenly lied. He lied to Congress. He lied to the media. He lied to the public. He lied to the entire world. And because of this, he now created a deadly virus responsible potentially for millions of people dying all over the world. As Senator Tom Cotton rightly said, after this shocking revelation, Fauci now must be investigated, prosecuted, and they should throw the book at him. He has committed crimes against humanity. Never mind perjury and lying under oath. To every single Republican, they need to run in front of every TV camera, go on every radio show, and now demand Fauci must go. The sooner, the better.